immigrants could be on a fast track to deportation if they belong to a demographic group identified as being a potential burden on New Zealand. For the past 18 months, Immigration New Zealand has been modelling data, including age, gender and ethnicity, of problem immigrants to identify which groups run up the hospital bills or commit the most crime. But the so-called harm profiling has been criticised as being racist, arbitrary and even dangerous. Now, let's talk to the Minister about this. Good morning to you, Ian Lees-Galloway.
Good morning, Guy.
Thanks for coming on at short notice. We do appreciate that. This system, it sounds like racial profiling.
Well, look, I think the first and most important point to make, Guy, is that this pilot is in reference to people who are overstayers or are in New Zealand unlawfully because they breached their visa conditions. This is not about trying to predict who will commit a crime. This is about looking at the over 11,000 people who are in New Zealand unlawfully and prioritising where best to use Immigration New Zealand's resources to make sure that they are deporting the people who pose the greatest risk to New Zealand.
So you support this?
Well, we need to maintain the integrity of our immigration system. And where people are in New Zealand unlawfully, who are liable for deportation, then we need to be doing everything we can to make sure that those deportations go ahead. Now, that's a resource-intensive activity, and what Immigration New Zealand is doing here is determining through a risk profile where they should apply those resources.
Yeah, this is racial profiling.
No, it's not racial profiling.
Well, it is actually, because you're looking at where people are from, what gender they are and what age they are, and working out who's most likely to commit the most harm to New Zealand and then deporting them on that basis. I mean, that's...
Well, it looks at a range of issues, Guy, and it looks at people who have made multiple visa applications and been declined for a variety of visa applications. It looks at the people who place the greatest burden on the health system, the people who place the greatest burden on the criminal justice system, and uses that data to prioritise those people. Now, I think it is important that we protect the integrity of our immigration system and that we use the resources that immigration has as effectively as we can, and I do support them using good data to make good decisions about where best to deploy their resources.
Well, let's look at what Alistair Murray has said in this story. We will model this is a direct quote. We will model the data sets we have available to us and look at who or what is the demographic here and look at who is likely to commit harm in the immigration system or to New Zealand, end quote. Now, does that not sound to you like racial profiling? You're looking at
Sounds like they're looking at a range of risk factors and trying to identify who is most likely to cause harm to New Zealand, Don.
So if I look at the Human Rights Act 1993, in New Zealand, discrimination on the grounds of race, colour, ethnicity or national origin is unlawful under the Human Rights Act 1993. Now, if I were to turn around and say, well, because you fit a particular demographic, you are more likely to commit harm, therefore you will be booted out before someone else, then haven't I breached that principle or that act?
Well, again, I think it's important to remember, Guy, that we're talking about people who are in New Zealand unlawfully, people who are liable...
Yeah, you've made that point, and with respect, I would like you to address the question. You've made that point initially, and it's a good one, and you've made it. I'm wanting you to address that very important piece of legislation and very important principle that we have in New Zealand, that we don't treat people differently on the grounds of race, colour, ethnicity or national origin. And are you certain that what you are supporting here is consistent with that?
That's the advice that I've had, that it is consistent with that, that Immigration New Zealand looks at a range of risk factors. I agree with you, Guy, if they were purely looking at what race someone was, that would be racial profiling, and I would not support that. And if there's any suggestion that is happening, I will deal with that. But the advice I have had is that Immigration New Zealand looks at a range of risk factors and determines what is the best use of its resources in dealing with people who are in New Zealand illegally.
Are we talking about a new technology enterprise that they're embarking on, a big data collection exercise that they're doing to do this? It sounds that way. Is that the situation?
Well, it is a pilot program that was started 18 months ago, and it's using data that is collected through the visa application process. And, of course, we expect Immigration New Zealand to use the best data and tools available to make the best decisions and make the best use of their resources.
Mm. Wouldn't you be at risk of judicial review if you were booted out, if you made a decision to boot someone out, and if you looked at the evidential underpinning of it, it turned out that you were looking at a series of might-bes, maybes, and arbitrary sort of demographic profiles to determine that you got booted out and I didn't?
I'd be very surprised if someone who was liable for deportation was able to review being deported.
Is this being conducted with international partners?
I'm not aware of whether it is or not, Gon. I have asked for Immigration New Zealand to give me a proper briefing on this.
When did you ask for that?
As I was about to say, what I know is what I've been able to discover since my office got a phone call from you at 6:15 this morning.
When did you find out about this program at 6:15 this morning?
6:15 this morning.
Is that good enough?
No. I am disappointed that I was not informed that someone from Immigration had been interviewed by you about this, and that's another thing that I will be taking up with Immigration New Zealand.
Mm. Why ask about the international angle is? We're part of M5, aren't we?
We are, yes.
Which is effectively the Five Eyes version of Immigration, isn't it?
That's correct.
Mm. So is that part of that system?
As I say, I don't know if it is or not. It wouldn't surprise me if it is, Guyon, but I'll be asking for a more fulsome briefing from Immigration New Zealand today.
Yeah, it would be pretty interesting if it was. If we're using an international system to collect big data on people to determine whether they might be of risk at things like, because it says in the story that if they're more likely to commit costs to our health system. I mean, these are pretty serious allegations to have, given that they haven't occurred yet, aren't they?
Well, we do collect data. Obviously, we collect a lot of data when people make a visa application. There's nothing new about that. And we also do have some data around people who are in New Zealand illegally, who are making use of the health system. And we do have some idea of who those people are. And I think that is useful data to use when trying to determine which overstayers that Immigration New Zealand should use its resources to enforce those deportation liability notices on.
Mm. Thank you very much for your time. And again, thank you for fronting up at short notice. We are aware that you've, as you told us publicly, you just found out about this at 6:15 this morning. So we do appreciate you fronting on the show the same morning. Ian Lees-Galloway, who is the Immigration Minister.